Hey, yo, Fro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out and click subscribe to show your support. And if you are a YouTube user, enable notifications so you know when we have a new live episode coming out. While you're at it, if you are sick and tired of spending $60 to $100 for the latest and greatest wrestling video game, stop immediately and go to Wrestler Unstoppable, available exclusively through Facebook. Create your wrestler, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views, even build your own corporation. All included in Wrestler Unstoppable, available now to Facebook users totally free. If you were all in for the September 1st all-in promotion, make sure you stop by frowrestling.com. Click the link in the center of the page to get your all-in merchandise on sale now. Special shout-out tonight to Lorelei Davis. Thank you, Lorelei, for requesting next week's main topic for our show. There will be a SummerSlam prediction show next week in honor of our great listener, Lorelei Davis. If you want to become a member of the Fro Wrestling Podcast family and you want your name in the shout-outs, like our buddy Harold in St. Louis, Harold. He was one of our biggest contributors. I hope you're out there, buddy. He's working on some marathons all summer long, and the Fro Wrestling Podcast wants to send Harold good luck in all those triathlons and marathons that he's running. So, good luck, Harold. But if you want to join Harold on the Patreon list, go to patreon.com/Fro Wrestling Podcast and sign up today. Don't forget we have loyalty rewards. That means $25 contributors will co-host an episode of Going Live with me, and $10 a month contributors will also be entered into a drawing for one of them to also co-host an episode of Going Live with me. Hello and welcome to this live episode of the Fro Wrestling Podcast, Going Live. Don't forget that we have all these fan voting options that come up from time to time, and tonight is the night where we're going to let you know who won the Dream Match Tournament. You guys have been voting for a couple months now on all these once-in-a-lifetime dream matches. It came down to the finals, and the finals saw Seth Rollins taking on Kurt Angle. You guys fantasy booked this into being an amazing tournament, much more than I thought it was going to be at the beginning, and it turned out so well. For anyone who tunes in to the homepage of the Fro Wrestling Podcast, go to frowrestling.com. You'll see our logo in the center of the screen with the winner of the tournament, which I will announce here live in a few short minutes. But if you want to get a snippet of it right now, it is on frowrestling.com. If you have questions, comments, you want to get into the show, you want to be acknowledged live, or you want to send us some comments for later in the week, we can do it both ways. If you want to get on the show right now, whatever streaming service you use, go to the chat function, pop a comment, question, concern, anything in there, and I can address it immediately by seeing your comments pop up on my screen. If you want to give me something to talk about later in the week, for those who haven't noticed, we've been trying to get you guys our Fro Wrestling News episodes all week long, two or three of those a week, giving you all the news of the day in 5 minutes or less. If you want to tune in and give us questions for those, go to the Fro Wrestling Sound Off line at 267-642-1160, where you can give us anything you want us to talk about in a talk-to-text service. You talk, it texts me, and I'll get your comments into our show. Make sure you put your name in there, like Lorelei Davis. I'm giving you a shout-out three times tonight because that's how awesome you are. Put your name in your questions and your comments so we can get you guys recognition for contributing to the show. And if you're brand new to the Fro Wrestling Podcast, don't hesitate. Go to frowrestling.com. Check out all the features we have there. One, we've got an indie booking page. If you're an independent company, you're looking for talent, go to the indie booking tab and sign some of these guys if you're in the Northeast especially. If you want to see some independent wrestling, we are huge fans of supporting indie wrestling. Go to the indie events tab. There are events all over the country advertised there, various promotions, links directly to their sites. Check that out. If you want to get your Fro Wrestling Podcast merchandise, our store is there. There is In Fro's Corner, which is our editorial article section, as well as our homepage with all of our sponsors and links to some of our more popular videos and episodes. So, tonight's episode, we have topics that we listed on the webpage, and we're going to address some of the other stuff that's been going on in the world of professional wrestling. So, we're going to start off with John Cena having opponents announced for two huge shows. So, he's returning on September 1st in Shanghai, and then he's also going to be at the Super Showdown down in later in October, where they're going to be putting on that huge Super Showdown in Melbourne, Australia. So, on September 1st, John Cena threw out a challenge to Seth Rollins, and the challenge has been accepted. John Cena and Seth Rollins will meet at the September 1st Shanghai show in an absolute dream match. The last time it happened, was way back when John Cena lost that United States Championship to Seth Rollins, nose breaking and all that kind of stuff. Now we're fast forwarding a couple years, very different positions for these gentlemen in the company, and it should be great to see those two hook up in the ring once again. That show should be broadcast on the WWE Network. I think WWE is intentionally doing that to go head-to-head with All In to see if they can steal some of that viewership. My personal opinion is, if you're a diehard wrestling fan, somebody who subscribes to the network, you're going to be paying a lot more attention to All In anyways. But if you want to see John Cena versus Seth Rollins, tune in September 1st. Also, at that Super Show in Melbourne, down in, I believe it's October 6th, Saturday night, it'll also be on the network, but John Cena's opponent has been announced for that as well. He'll be taking on Kevin Owens, who he hasn't faced since they had their feud several years back over the United States Championship. So, should be an exciting couple matches for John Cena. It'll be great to see him get back into the ring. He's been away quite a bit. I know he's been dealing with a lot of personal things, but at this point, it'd be great just to see the guy get into the ring once again. The Chicago Sun-Times are reporting that Colt Cabana, who recently ended the lawsuit that he was found in there in favor of Colt Cabana and CM Punk against Amon, the doctor from WWE, they won their case. They got the defamation thing all taken care of. But now Colt Cabana is suing CM Punk. Apparently, there's some text conversation going back and forth between Punk and Colt Cabana about Punk was going to cover his legal costs. I don't know if CM Punk realized the amount of financial commitment he was going for when he was concerned about this and committed to taking care of the bills. Roughly right now, the tab is totaling between $513,000 and change, and Punk asked Colt Cabana to pay half of the bill, $256,800 something. All right. Unfortunately, in terms of what Colt Cabana wants, he wants $1 million in punitive exemplary damages and $200,000 in general damages. Talking about reputation for his podcast, his bookings, the amount of time and emotional distress he's gone through, all because of the comments made by CM Punk on his podcast. Now, this is a little rough situation. First off, these guys used to be best friends. For him to be suing his former best friend is kind of messed up. In addition, they mutually went into a podcast knowing they were going to address these highly sensitive issues. When it went awry and a lawsuit was filed by WWE's doctor, CM Punk took it head on. He took the challenge, he fought the lawsuit, he came out on top. Now, granted, Punk is making more money, whether it's his former WWE contracts or UFC or endorsements or whatever. He's clearly making more money than Colt Cabana. This was bankrupting Colt Cabana, and it's cost him tons of money. However, Colt Cabana, no matter how much money you're making, is not devoid of responsibility in the situation. So it'll be curious to see how this plays out, how they proceed with this. But as it stands right now, $1.2 million is what Colt Cabana is seeking from CM Punk. When we move through the rest of the news, there's a lot of conversation about MLW and their push to be on television. And in order to do that and be a legitimate contender in the television world, you need to attract talent. And they've been bringing in some of the most reputable, unsigned talents that have been found anywhere around the world. One of their shows coming up is supposed to feature the gentleman formerly known as La Parca. He's now just La Park. And he's going to be in a tag team match taking on two of the hottest commodities in the wrestling world right now, Pentagon Jr., Pentagon Dark, whatever you'd like to refer to him as, and Phoenix. Well, WWE is interested in both Pentagon Dark and Phoenix, and for some reason, both of them have been pulled off of the MLW show. That is a huge question mark to wrestling fans trying to figure out if this is a situation where they've already been in negotiations with WWE, and if WWE wants to keep them off television, and that would take away their ability to perform for whoever they chose. If that's the case, it's a huge get for WWE. They are in this huge talent acquisition stance right now, where they're bringing in talents for NXT, for SmackDown, for Raw. I think Pentagon Dark and Phoenix could go directly to the main roster. They may not do that. They may keep them in NXT. I think that's a bad idea. They are instantly marketable. It would be a huge blow to Impact Wrestling, a huge blow to Lucha Underground, and a huge blow to Ring of Honor. They've appeared for all of them. This would be a huge get for WWE, taking some of the premier talent that is not currently signed to a WWE contract and putting them into a scenario where they could have fresh matches against new talents. Can you imagine seeing a Seth Rollins versus a Pentagon, or a Phoenix against a Cedric Alexander, or an AJ Styles or something of that nature? It would make for great television, and that's why WWE is going into this full acquisition mode. You see the momentum that's building for other companies. All In, selling out. Ring of Honor and New Japan Super Show, G1 Super Show at WrestleMania time in Madison Square Garden has sold out. So WWE is starting to feel some of the heat, and it's time for them to step up their pursuit of other talents and start paying like it's the Monday Night Wars all over again. I don't know if anybody noticed, but the UK, NXT UK division, those guys are getting paid $35,000 a year. That's ridiculous. You can make significantly more money than that on the independent scene, and I'm kind of surprised that WWE UK NXT talents haven't done so already. However, that being said, one of the factors that may play into whether Pentagon and Phoenix decide to go elsewhere might be the pay that they receive from places like Impact Wrestling when the ratings just aren't coming in. Now, when it comes to in terms of Lucha Underground, they're doing very well. El Rey Network loves Lucha Underground because they are performing at a level that is allowing them to bring in some of their biggest audiences in the network's history. However, when it goes to Impact Wrestling, they this week drew the lowest viewership in the company's history, 168,000 viewers, down from 248,000 a week prior. And only a few weeks earlier, they were up in the 300,000s. So that's kind of a scary number to see it drop all the way to 168. Impact Wrestling has to concern themselves with what do they have to do to keep pace, because other companies are doing something. For example, last night, the finals of the G1 Climax are all set. Hiroshi Tanahashi with 15 points wins Block A, and he will go into the G1 Climax final match. Then earlier today, Kota Ibushi faced Kenny Omega in the last match of Block B, and after tiebreakers and defeating Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi will go into the final against Tanahashi. The two of them should be able to put on an absolute five-star quality match. It is something that is going to really separate the New Japan product from many other products out there. They really give their guys time to tell a story and time to put together an incredible presentation. That's something that a lot of these companies, including WWE, don't really do. Now, I will give Impact Wrestling this. I feel bad that their viewership is down and New Japan's is climbing, because I think the quality of the matches in Impact Wrestling is starting to approach that of Ring of Honor, of New Japan, because they're giving their people a little more time. The issue is they have such a long history of not delivering that so many wrestling fans have not even tuned in yet to see the changes they've made and see how much better the product is. It is significantly better than it was a year ago, or even 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. You'd have to go all the way back to when AJ Styles was a mainstay and Jeff Jarrett was still there, and you had Samoa Joe and Kurt Angle and people like that still in Impact Wrestling to get the quality that they have now. New Japan, it's effortless. They have that quality on every show because their roster is so deep. It is so well put together. So we're going to have to see how those things play out. Speaking of Samoa Joe, he's in the news this week. Conversation came up about what happens if something happens and Brock Lesnar does lose and leaves and goes to UFC. What happens with Paul Heyman? And the quote that I'll use that I absolutely love is that Samoa Joe said, "Paul and I are businessmen, and if circumstances change again and we reach a mutual understanding, we'll see what happens in the future." And this was in reference to Samoa Joe being a new Paul Heyman guy, which would be very interesting. Planeta Wrestling was the ones who did the interview, and this interview was back and forth, a lot of conversation about Brock Lesnar, why he's won the title, why he hasn't lost the title. Samoa Joe actually feels if he was in a better position on Raw, he would have been able to be the one to take the title. But now, as things sit right now, I don't think he would be opposed to being a Paul Heyman guy. Paul Heyman, speaking of, was at the WWE Performance Center. He was there teaching a class, which is fantastic. And then there was pictures that were put out online of him with Oney Lorcan and people of that nature, Lars Sullivan. And it brings the questions to mind about could one of these guys be the next Paul Heyman guy? Well, the reality is he was there teaching a class on ring psychology, the psychology of the business, promos, and that type of content. But he definitely fills a serious role for WWE. So obviously he's not going to go away anytime soon. He's way too valuable to the brand. Some, Brock Lesnar may, Which, by the way, Chris Jericho was in news earlier this week about his feeling on the Brock Lesnar contract. He has no problem with it. He has the same opinion. I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but he's the same opinion I do. Brock Lesnar is signed to compete at a certain number of dates. You can't be mad at Brock for not showing up. He's not supposed to show up. That would break the script and get him fired. Be mad at Vince McMahon. Don't be mad at Brock Lesnar. Be mad at Triple H for not signing for more dates, not Brock Lesnar. Chris Jericho said he'd love to have that schedule, and one day he will have that schedule. He kind of has that. He actually compared himself as the New Japan version of Brock Lesnar because he came in, won the Intercontinental Championship, and then left and gone for 3 months because he has tour dates with Fozzy. So, you know, interesting to see Jericho talk about that. The main event at NXT TakeOver was in jeopardy. Aleister Black has got an injury. He will not be able to make it back in time. He has a groin injury. Instead, Ciampa will defend against Gargano. Once again, these two will clash, and it should be an absolute bloodbath. This should be the blow-off to their feud. They both belong on the main roster, let's be honest. But is there a better heel right now than Tommaso Ciampa? I don't think there's a better heel in the industry, much less in WWE, than him right now. Gargano still has so much sympathy from the fans. It's a great story. They will be the head main event of NXT TakeOver. Speaking of NXT, NXT star Bobby Fish has been out for several months, and it looks like the update to his injury situation is he should be back November or December, which means that we're going to see the Undisputed Era in its current form, the three members defending those tag titles and the North American Championship much more frequently. I did see somebody post online that they thought that early in NXT TakeOver that Adam Cole will lose the North American Championship, and then he will be somehow inserted into Aleister Black's spot in the main event and walk out with the NXT Championship. I don't see that happening, but I would not be opposed to that happening. We'll have to see. Something somebody is opposed to is JTG, very critical of Hulk Hogan's return to the company and his apology. And he said something that makes a lot of sense. Hulk Hogan, during his apology, one of the first things he said, and this echoes the comments by Titus O'Neil a week or two ago, that he started his conversation by saying, you never know when other people are listening, be careful what you say. And all that sounds like, hey, I got caught, not I'm sorry. And JTG is very critical of Hulk Hogan's apology, not thinking it's very genuine. It's just not natural. And I have to agree with him. The way it was phrased was not the way you would want to bring Hulk Hogan back to the fold. So we'll have to see. Hulk Hogan has been backstage this week at WWE programming. I'm sure at some point they're going to bring him back, but it's just a matter of time, and they got to do it at the right time. They really do. And the way he's received after this situation, I don't know if it's going to be sooner rather than later that he comes back to the company. So down to the last few topics, I'm going to throw out there the Dream Match Tournament winner. I said I would get to that in a few minutes. Let's get to that right now. Those people who went to ProWrestling.com and checked it out, you can see in the middle of the page, the big banner that's up there, the winner of your Dream Match Tournament is Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle and Seth Rollins came down to literally splitting hairs in the vote. But Kurt Angle comes out as your Dream Match Tournament winner. Congratulations to Kurt Angle. I actually sent him a tweet, a private message, thanking him and telling him how great he performed in our fantasy tournament. And it's really awesome whenever you get a reaction from an actual wrestler who replies to your comments. Thank you this week goes out also to Eugene, who gave me the response on Twitter for putting up his interview. If you didn't listen to that yet, check that out. Had a great conversation with Eugene, now running Midwest All-Pro Wrestling and still having many, many talents that he works with that hopefully one day will get an opportunity to come to WWE. Someplace that's looking to sign WWE wrestlers is New Japan, because this January we're going to see four marquee free agents unless WWE jumps on them early, and that is Shinsuke Nakamura, Karl Anderson, Gallows, and AJ Styles. All four contracts coming due, and it is very conceivable that New Japan would throw a ton of money at all four to bring them back into the fold. But most specifically, they're very much interested in bringing Shinsuke Nakamura back to the company because his star attraction, his star power has grown so much since he came to WWE. Hopefully, and I hate to say it this way, but I hope WWE hangs on to all four. And I hope they showcase Gallows and Anderson significantly better. If not, if you're going to let somebody walk, let Gallows walk and promote Anderson as a single star because he deserves it. He's that good. I think Gallows is too. But I think at this point in time, I think Carl Anderson is the better of the two as a single star if you don't want to invest in both. I would bring back all four talents, especially if you're in a talent acquisition mode. But New Japan clearly interested. They would jump all over AJ Styles if he became a free agent. So would Ring of Honor. And I think, you know, he's made it clear that he's willing to come back to WWE as long as he can keep the character that he is. And I think there's no reason they wouldn't do that. He's so well established. It's like trying to change Ric Flair or Hulk Hogan. It would be ludicrous. So hopefully WWE retains those contracts, but if not, New Japan is sitting there waiting to jump on all those talents. One of the last topics for the week, the reaction to the All-In card. The All-In matches have been announced this week, a lot of them, and one of them absolutely blows my mind. I am dying to see Kenny Omega versus Pentagon Dark. It hasn't even been made official yet, but that's the word that that's going to be a match. We put that out on one of the Pro Wrestling News episodes this week. It is a huge match. I'm dying to see two world championships from different promotions being in one match. No championship on the line. Nick Aldis and Cody Rhodes. The Ring of Honor championship being defended by Jay Lethal after that hit the crazy multi-person match that's going to be going on. The tag team matches with the Young Bucks. The women's matches. Tessa Blanchard, Chelsea Green. All these people. It is going to be an incredible show. So I've been looking all week and watching to see the reaction online to see what people think of the All-In card. And here's the beautiful thing. You would think that All-In has been its own promotion all along. They're putting together such a stacked lineup, such a stacked card, that I don't see a weak spot in the show. They're going to give an hour's worth for free on WGN America. We announced that earlier this week, but the rest of it's going to be available on Fight TV, and I think they are going to absolutely do wonders in pay-per-view buys through Fight TV because it's that good of a show. It's something everybody wants to see. Unlike the last topic of the night, which is John Cena. Is John Cena still a draw for WWE? And I don't know. That's the honest answer. I'm not entirely sure. And the reason I say that is John Cena doesn't win anymore. You know, he goes into the feuds every now and again. He does, but he doesn't win. He almost never wins. They had him beat Baron Corbin last year, and they did the thing last year where they had him win the world championship for like a hiccup and a cough just to transition the belt to Bray Wyatt, but they don't really give John Cena anything important to do anymore. Now, I understand he's got some contractual obligations to TV and movies, but if you really wanted to showcase him, you still could. Just like The Undertaker would probably love to ride off into the sunset and retire, but he hasn't yet. Do you know why he hasn't? Because the money talks. And he's loaded, but the money talks. He's not stupid. He's a businessman. He understands. John Cena is too. WWE needs to decide if they still want to keep John Cena on the roster, make him a draw. Because right now, I'm not so sure. We announced at the beginning of the show that he has huge matches with Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens coming up at two of the superstar shows. But I don't know if that's the thing that people are going to, you know, old Jim Ross used to talk about putting butts in seats. I don't know if that's the matches that are going to put butts in seats. I don't know if people want to see John Cena and Seth Rollins as a main event match. I really don't. You know, but who else are you going to put him with? You got to put him in a program that matters. And therein lies the issue, because a lot of what he does nowadays doesn't matter. Last thing before we go is we've got birthday wishes out there. Today is the birthday, or it's a celebrated birthday of Hulk Hogan, who, you know, I know he's in the news a ton right now, and I know he doesn't always get the best reaction, but happy birthday to Hulk Hogan. If you have not seen it yet, August 17th, the After Chat podcast will have Hulk Hogan on as their very first guest on the After Chat. For anybody who doesn't know, Bill Apter, the voice of reason in the wrestling world, going all the way back to the 70s. So happy birthday to Hulk Hogan. Check him out on the After Chat. That should be going on the 17th. You gotta get that and listen and download that. It's going to be awesome. That's all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us next episode. We'll run down the latest wrestling news and rumors. Special thanks, as always, go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all the music and sound effects we use in our shows. Today's podcast is sponsored in part by Beazle Games. Bringing a new friend to family, game night is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this new game from Beazle Games by going to frowrestling.com and clicking the icon in the middle of the screen to pick up your copy today. And to alleyrepair.com, contact Alley Repair today for servicing of all your classic skee ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. If you're looking for your next career move, you're considering college, university life, or you just need some formal training for your next career decision, go to our website at frolifeplanning.com for all your higher education needs, as Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life, with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro. I want to thank you, as always, for taking a few moments with us today. And if you're looking for more wrestling news and rumors, go to www.tsj101sports.com for the latest articles on professional wrestling, or go to In Fro's Corner, my blog, on frowrestling.com, and check out my articles. Till next time, take care, everybody. And if you're around August 25th, Quakertown Farmers Market, Triple WA, big card, I'll be there. Be there too. Give me a shout out. Come by the table. We'll talk. Have a great night, everybody. Take care. We'll be right back.